First Chronicles 1.
Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The descendants of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The descendants of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Dipheth, and Togarma. The descendants of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The descendants of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The descendants of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtica. The descendants of Raama: Sheba, and Dedan.
Cush became the father of Nimrod. He was the first to be a mighty one on the earth.
Egypt became the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pethrusim, Casluhim, and Kaphtorim, from whom the Philistines come. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The descendants of Shem: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and the name of his brother, Joktan. Joktan became the father of El-Modad, Shelef, Hazar-Maveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the descendants of Joktan: Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael: Nebaioth, and Keter, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine: she bore Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanuk, Abida, and Eldaya. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatim, Kenaz, Timna, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Ana, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Hori and Homam. And Lotan's sister was Timna. The sons of Shobal: Alion, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onan. The sons of Zibeon: Aya and Ana. The sons of Ana: Dishon. The sons of Dishon: Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zaavan, and Jaakan. The sons of Dishan: Uz and Aaron.
These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites: Bela, son of Beor, whose city was called Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah of Bozrah, succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him. And the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla of Masrekah succeeded him. When Samla died, Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates succeeded him. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. The name of his city was Pi, and his wife's name Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezahab. And Hadad died.
The clans of Edom were clans Timnah, Aliah, Jetheth, Aholibamah, Elah, Hinnon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the clans of Edom.